This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Andy Wolfe is Vice Principal of the Nottingham Emmanuel School, a Church of England academy. He's here to discuss the school's positive approach in the light of the EU referendum. Andy, how has the EU referendum result affected students at your school?
Well, our school is a medium-sized secondary school in the centre of Nottingham, and we serve a fantastic range of communities because of that location. There's probably around 40 nationalities represented in our student body. And the outcome last week obviously threw up lots of questions to do with diversity and nationality and integration, all of which have been really, really positive features of our church school since it was set up in 2002. So we wanted to do something really positive to respond to that. And we are going to gather the school together this Friday for a really special event.
Sure. Can you tell us more about the school's response?
Well, we're going to be on this Friday doing an act of worship with the whole school, which is going to celebrate that diversity. We're going to be talking to the students about it, praying about it, giving them a sense of what they can do about it to further build their community and further build the relationships between themselves, and seeing that very much part of the distinctive Christian nature of our school. And what we've done is we've acquired flags for every single nationality that's represented within our community, so staff and students. And as I say, it's probably 40, 45 different flags. And the act of worship is going to culminate in a photo of the whole school taken from the roof of the school building, encompassing all of those flags and every student and teacher within the school. And we feel that's going to be a great visual representation of our school that we are able to share with parents and other stakeholders and so on. But then after that, we're going to use those flags as a permanent display within the school, a kind of dynamic exhibition, really. So we'll hang those flags in our school hall, and then from here on, whenever a student or teacher, for that matter, comes to the school from a country that is not represented in that group of flags, we'll buy another flag and add it to the collection. And hopefully that'll be an ongoing celebration of the richness that brings. You know, we really believe that our school community is inherently richer, inherently better because of its diversity. And, you know, that offers a really positive response to the outcome last week.
And I understand you brought a taste of the Olympics into this.
Yeah, that's right. We have Olympic gold medalist Tim Brabants, who's coming to join us for that. He's going to share a little bit about his experience of that in international sport. So it should be a really powerful time, as long as the sun shines.
Was there any particular reason why you chose a sportsman?
Well, we wanted to make sure that for our parents, our students, our staff, that although this event has been probably triggered by the issues raised by last week's vote, actually the issues of diversity are much wider than whether the UK happens to be in or out of the EU. And actually, you know, the Olympics this summer is a really excellent celebration of diversity internationally through sport. And so enabling us to connect those things all together, it makes the whole experience much richer for our students. And it was fantastic that Tim is able to come and join us for that.
And how can other schools get involved?
Well, we think this is a really easy thing for schools to do themselves, to find out the nationalities within their schools, to buy some flags or I suppose make some flags if not, and to take a similar photo. We really like the idea of schools up and down the country having a go at that, posting it you know, on their own website, but also through social media. We're using the hashtag Celebrate Learning Together, and we've had some good response from other schools really interested in what we're doing, and could be a really powerful visual representation of what is a really important part of a church school.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.